It's 7:04. This is KRCCN CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs. Colorado should add more jobs in 2026 than it did this year, according to a report from CU's Leeds School of Business. CPR's Sarah Mulholland.
CU economists say of the 17,000 forecast jobs, education and healthcare will drive most of next year's gains, the same as this year. Job growth in Colorado has been slowing since 2023. The state is expected to have added just 12,500 jobs this year, a growth rate of 0.4%. That's behind the U.S. growth rate and well below what economists were expecting. At this time last year, CU economists predicted the state would add about 37,000 jobs in 2025. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
The Bureau of Land Management auctioned off oil and gas leases in Colorado yesterday. CPR's Ishan Tako reports.
The agency sold leases for more than 30,000 acres in Colorado for potential oil and gas drilling. The proceeds from the sale, nearly $5 million, will be split between the state and the federal government. It's the second auction since the start of the Trump administration, which vowed to increase drilling on public lands. But buying a lease doesn't guarantee wells will be built. Operators have 10 years to start drilling, otherwise their leases expire. The next lease sale is in March. I'm Ishan Takor, CPR News.
The closure of East Boulder Street in downtown Colorado Springs around Palmer High School could become permanent under a proposal before the city's planning commission. The street between North Nevada and North Weber closed earlier this year to accommodate construction at the school. Now District 11 is asking the city to transfer ownership of the street that lined the north side of the school. That would allow the district to work on eventually creating a consolidated campus. The proposal is on today's city planning commission agenda. You're listening to KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs.